Hey guys, this is Gautam and you're watching our channel Cooking with Sapna. So guys, talking about world food, Indian cuisine can never be left behind. Consisting of an array of Indian traditional and regional food, a lot of dishes are so native to their region that they are even unknown in different parts of India. So guys, today we are going to start a new regional hidden gem series where we are going to bring together scrumptious street food and dishes from different regions of India. So first in this series is Banaras ki Tamatar ki Chaat. Made by cooking boiled potatoes with lots of spices and tangy tomato, guys, you are not going to get this Banaras ki Tamatar ki Chaat outside Banaras. So for making Tamatar ki Chaat, we are going to take 2 tablespoons of clarified butter in a pan and 2 tablespoons of grated ginger. We are going to saute them slightly. And guys, clarified butter brings that traditional taste and aroma to the dish, to the Tamatar ki Chaat. And if you want, you can also use oil. So use whatever according to your preference. Now our ginger is done. We are going to add now nearly 8 to 10 medium-sized tomatoes, sliced. And we are going to let them cook while covered until they are soft. Our tomatoes are soft and they have released their juices. Now we are going to add all our spices. So we will be adding 3 to 4 green chilies chopped, 2 tablespoons of coriander powder, 1 teaspoon of cumin seed powder, 1 teaspoon of turmeric, 1 teaspoon of red chili powder, 1 teaspoon of garam masala, and 1 teaspoon of amchur. We are going to mix them slightly. Now we will add our salt to taste. Mix them again. All our spices are mixed. Now we will add 3 medium-sized potatoes, boiled and mashed. And guys, whenever you are in Banaras and if you are looking at a street vendor making this Tamatar ki Chaat, you will see that they might be adding whole boiled potatoes and mashing them on the same tawa on which they are making this Tamatar ki Chaat using a potato masher. Our potatoes are mixed with the spices mixture. Now we'll add 1/2 cup of boiled and mashed chickpeas. Mix them together with the spices. I'm also going to use a potato masher here to make a fine mixture of all the potatoes and chickpeas along with our spices. Now we will let it cook for further 3 to 4 minutes while covered. Our potatoes are done finally, and now comes the time to prepare our jeera water or cumin water, which we are going to use finally while assembling our chaat. For making jeera water, we are going to take 1 cup of water in a pan and we are going to add 4 tablespoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of roasted cumin powder, 1/4 teaspoon of amchur powder, 1/2 teaspoon of red chili powder. Now we are going to mix them and let it cook slightly until the sugar is melted and the water becomes slightly thicker. Our jeera water is ready and finally comes the part to assemble our Tamatar ki Chaat. So let's assemble it. For assembly, we are going to take our potato and tomato mixture. Now we are going to drizzle some clarified butter. Add jeera water. Some roasted cumin seed powder. Some chaat masala. Squeeze some lemon juice. Add some save here. I'm adding save here, but people also add namak para over it. So add whatever is available with you. And some coriander leaves. And in this way, our delicious Tamatar ki Chaat is ready. And now comes the time to try it.
So let's try.
No words. Blend of mashed potato along with spices, distinct texture of chickpeas and sage and clarified butter. Bursting of all the flavor at once. And what they say, a best chaat makes you lick your finger. That's what this tamatar ki chaat is doing. So guys, do try this recipe and let us know how it turned out for you in the comment section below this video. So guys, I hope you like our video. If you do, subscribe, like and share. And for more detailed recipe, do visit our website cookingwithsapna.com and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Do press the bell icon for new video notifications. So guys, take care, stay safe, see you next time.